Welcome to Egan Berger & Weiner Financial News, a podcast radio show that offers insights into some of the top trends happening in finance. I'm certified financial planner Brian Beatty, a partner at Egan Berger & Weiner, along with my partners Michael Egan and Sheldon Weiner, and several of the advisors at our firm. We'll be looking forward to sharing our thoughts with you. Asking questions in each episode will be Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of the Incandescent Radio Network. Today, I'm going to be talking about volatility in the markets, and now I'll hand it over to Hope.
Thank you, Brian. First, let me introduce you to our audience. Brian Beatty is a certified financial planner and a partner at Egan Berger & Weiner, LLC, which is based here in Northern Virginia. With more than 20 years of experience in the financial industry, he is a principal of this independent financial services firm, which is experienced in all aspects of investment and retirement planning. An active member of the Financial Planning Association, he's also an executive board member and a graduate of the University of Maryland with a BS in finance. Brian was the former president of the Finance, Banking, and Investment Society, and he's an avid musician who plays guitar and writes music in his spare time. Originally from Baltimore, he's lived here in Northern Virginia since 1992. So today we are going to talk about volatility in the markets. Brian, what is coming next?
Well, I think what's coming next is a lot more of what we've seen the last two or three months. Basically, since June, when Chairman Bernanke came out and said that the Fed was thinking about tapering its bond buying program, the markets have been trying to figure out what that means. And as the Fed has talked about winding down their purchasing program, the interest rates have actually gone up almost 100% from the bottom. And when interest rates rise, that changes the landscape for valuating the price of assets, both bonds as well as stocks. And I think what we're in for, especially considering yesterday when the Fed, or 2 days ago when the Fed chairman came out and said that they were now not going to be tapering because they didn't have the right conditions on the ground, so to speak, partly due to the fact that there's still a large deficit, Washington doesn't seem to be getting their act together, they decided to continue the bond purchasing program until they get some more information that leads them to believe it's a better time to do it.
So that was September 2013 that decision came down.
Yeah, in fact, the meeting was held and ended just Wednesday afternoon, and the market began to rise quite dramatically, and interest rates began to drop dramatically after the Fed exited and made a statement basically saying that they were not going to taper right now, and they couldn't say when the time frame was that they would begin to taper, but it would be data dependent.
So can you explain to us why rising rates cause a more volatile market?
The answer to why it would cause a more volatile market is because the market takes its clue as to what the value of investments are based on what the interest rate environment is. When interest rates are lower, we tend to see a rising value of assets because the cost of financing projects and investment are less. And the higher the interest rates are, the more impact they have on the cost of doing business. Whether you're a small business or a large business, borrowing money has a cost. And so when interest rates rise, the cost of doing business goes up. And that reflects itself mathematically in the formula for the current price of stocks, bonds, real estate, and so forth.
That makes perfect sense. So can you explain what is the real-world impact of rising rates?
Well, the real-world impact for most people is going to be your credit card interest rates, your mortgages if you're looking to purchase a home, the cost of a home equity line of credit or a HELOC, as a lot of people know it as. It would also mean that the interest rate on loans to your 401ks might be higher. It would also mean that if you borrow money to buy stocks or make investments, that the cost of your borrowing in your margin accounts or your investment accounts are going to go up. That's sort of the real-world impact. It also means, however, that the interest rates which you might get at the bank on your CDs or your savings account or your money markets might also be going up. But I wouldn't count on them to go up as quickly as the interest rates go up in the markets, per se, because they're really set more by what the Fed does next. The Fed can stop buying bonds, and the market might bid up the interest rates, but that doesn't mean that the Fed is raising short-term interest rates. In fact, that probably won't happen until 14 or 15. After the Fed sees rates rise naturally, their movements in the federal funds rate would more be dictated by the strength of the economy and not by what the markets do to the interest rate when you look at the interest rate in the newspaper or on television.
So how can we protect ourselves against increased volatility?
Well, one of the best ways to protect yourself against rising volatility is to have a broadly diversified portfolio. Now, by that, I mean to have a broad set of asset classes in your portfolio. That means real estate, equities or stocks, bonds. Be careful what kind of bonds you own. You want to be careful that you own short-dated, higher-yielding sort of bonds, and you have to be particular about the way you put that together, and also the value of real estate and commodities. So you have to have a very broadly diversified basket to protect against how quickly rates might rise, or the fact that they might be interrupted by a sudden drop in rates because of something going on in the world where maybe there's a short-term panic and rates plummet and, you know, people all of a sudden are looking for stability or safety as opposed to a higher opportunity for return. In the short run, anything can happen in the markets. And so by having a broadly diversified portfolio, you mute the effects of the volatility.
So is there a silver lining, some reason to embrace this kind of up and down volatility?
Well, I would say that the silver lining is, and I mentioned it briefly earlier, that you're going to start to see higher interest rates on your short-term savings, which would mean that you wouldn't have to take as much risk on your money to get some kind of return on your savings. Another bright or silver lining, I guess you would say, in that cloud is that if the rates are rising, that generally means that the economy is healthier. Now, it doesn't always mean that, but usually rates don't rise unless they unless we see a increase in the growth rate or the chance for growth down the road. So it probably means that there's less opportunity or chance for a banking crisis. There's probably less concern of the European markets having a problem with their continuing recovery from their own problems in 2008. And it probably means that the geopolitical environment is getting a little better. But it doesn't necessarily mean all of those things. But usually that's what it would mean.
Fantastic insights. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, the parting thoughts are that you should do more than just pay attention to what's happening in the markets. You really ought to have a plan. And by have a plan, what I really mean by that is if you're planning on retiring at a certain time in the future, if you're sending children to college, if you have a business that you want to start, and you haven't figured out how much money you need to save, where to put your money, how to reduce the amount of money you might pay in taxes, if you don't have sort of an A gets me to B, gets me to C, all the way to Z, you don't have a plan, then there's a chance you're really going to be met by setbacks, such as not being prepared for rising rates, or perhaps finding a declining market happening right before it is, you might need to liquidate your investments to meet your goal. I think having a plan allows you to kind of see all the potential forks in the road or pitfalls or bridges that might be out on your journey towards whatever your goal might be. If I could say anything to help folks out, it'd be that you take a moment to think long term and get yourself a plan.
Having a plan, that is great advice for almost everything. But thank you so much, Brian, for sharing your insights on the Eigenberger and Weiner Financial News Radio Show here on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Visit us monthly for the Eigenberger and Weiner Radio Show at www.incandescentradio.com. We'll talk to you soon.